I did. I wanted our audience to know that within the context of violations of civil rights, that while that sounds like that would be something juicy, in reality, these violations will have to be dealt with in another venue.
Guest hosts, Miss G, Georgette Truman, social media influencer regarding CPS issues, and attorney Jennifer Ani, an expert in California at representing parents and relatives in CPS issues. Ladies, Jennifer, you messaged me and said you had a follow-up comment on something.
I did. I wanted our audience to know that within the context of violations of civil rights, that while that sounds like that would be something juicy, in reality, these violations will have to be dealt with in another venue. So for example, in the question that I just answered, while there may be a First Amendment violation with issuance of a gag order, the remedy for that isn't going to get the child back.
Right.
The remedy is to sue them in civil court.
Right, to go across the street to the federal courthouse and bring a lawsuit. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Hey, Mrs. G, we're going to take another call. Jeff from Virginia. Jeff, did you have a story to tell or a question to ask?
Hey, Mr. Davis. Thank you for allowing me to speak here on your show today. I essentially have three questions, and it's actually on suing CPS without a reasonable doubt. I believe that they've violated my rights under 42 USC section 1983. Learned that right here on your show. And I guess my first question is, do you have to win your CPS appeal to sue CPS?
The answer is, assuming that you're in California and you're doing a case in federal court in California, the answer is no, you don't have to win. However, and this is a big however, if you've lost in the juvenile court case and you lose the appeal, your civil rights case that you thought was worth, you know, multi-millions of dollars shrinks significantly. Because one of the things they're going to do is they're going to argue a concept of called res judicata and collateral estoppel. And that means that, you know, once you've lost in the CPS court, that can be used against you in the federal courthouse. And you can't, you're going to have to turn your radio off. And you can't relitigate those issues about the child abuse. So, you know, it's hard to go to federal court and say, hey, my rights were violated, but then have that stain on you that says, oh, some state court judge found you to be a child abuser. Juries are likely to find that, not tasteful. It may be used against you legally, and it certainly, in my humble opinion, will reduce the amount of money that you may win eventually in a civil rights lawsuit. Does that make sense?
It makes tons of sense. It was a good thing that I won. My second question is, do you need a letter from the Office of Civil Rights to successfully file a suit against CPS in a federal court?
Okay, if I noticed that, you know, the call screener says that you're from Virginia, and I don't know Virginia law. You know, we're only licensed here in California, but if you were in California, you do not need such a letter because the state of California can't do anything to prohibit you from pursuing your federal rights in your federal lawsuit. I can only guess that it's the same in Virginia, but before I do anything, if I were you, I would go talk to a Virginia civil rights lawyer. What city are you in Virginia?
I am in Southwest Virginia in the city of Norton, and I've not been able to, all of the attorneys that handle civil rights are on the other side of the state, north of Richmond. Fairfax, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, that region between those points and Richmond. So, and all of them kind of sort of accept or different types of civil rights violations. A big one is police malfeasance.
Right.
Everyone seems to do that, but you know, I'm not even able to get anybody to return phone calls and emails despite several attempts. And I've started looking outside of the state for someone that even handles these types of things.
Right. You know, it reminds me, we used to have a guest host on our social media sites. Her name was Cynthia. And, you know, it took Cynthia, I think she said she made 50 calls before she found someone. And she happened to find me. I was, I think, number 50 who took on her case. But, you know, sometimes you got to spend time on the telephone, because a lot of attorneys who do civil rights don't do civil rights cases against CPS social workers. And the reason being is they don't know the whole CPS, you know, roadmap. You know, and it's hard for them to have to learn that as well as try to win your civil rights case. So you might, you know, have to find someone that will do it. You know, I can give you the name of a couple of attorneys to call. One of them is in Fairfax, Virginia. He doesn't necessarily do these types of cases, but I bet he can refer you to someone. And his first name is Ben. You know, and I can't think of his last name offhand. But if you call me at the office on Monday, 888-888-6582, I'll look up Ben's last name and give you his office telephone number. Also, there's an attorney. He's one of the gurus in suing CPS. As a matter of fact, that's all he does. He doesn't go to CPS court and get your kids back. He only sues CPS social workers, but he's in California in San Diego. You can look him up on Google, Sean McMillan. I do know Sean has taken cases outside of California on a couple of occasions. So I do know he will go out of state to represent someone in a CPS case. So give him a call, look him up on Google to get his telephone number. And of course, if you want to talk to me, we do cases outside the state. Give me a call at 888-888-6582, and I'll talk to you about your cases as well.
Outstanding. You mind if I ask you one more question, one final question? Is there remedies outside of federal civil court through the state in terms of civil suits?
Well, you know, there are remedies, but it's going to be unique to each state, right? You're in Virginia. I'm in California. I'm licensed in California.
Understood.
Okay, so that's why I say, you know, keep calling. I don't know how many attorneys you've called, but if you haven't reached 50, you haven't even gotten started yet.
Yeah, it is not 50 there to reach that handle CPS. It's more like 34, 35 is where I'm at. And now I'm kind of reaching out into North Carolina and try
D.C.
West Virginia.
Try D.C.
Understood. All right, well, you know what? I'm going to give you a ring at some time during Monday. I'll reach out to you and, you know, I'll be able to get in touch with you or one of your attorneys.
Okay, very good. Look forward to talking to you. And listen, thank you for calling in, Jeff, and I appreciate you listening from Virginia. I know you're 3 hours ahead, so it's like 10:30 in Virginia. And, you know, give us a call back in a few weeks and give us an update on how things are going with your civil rights case and if you found an attorney, okay?
All right. Thanks for your help, Mr. Davis, and thanks for all this.
2 minutes.
Show.
Thank you very much. So, Mrs. G, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's so good to see your face on the StreamYard live feed on Facebook.
Thank you.
Had you talked to Jeff before?
I can't recall. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to be taking more calls until 10 p.m. Pacific time here. So are you ready to get going?
Yeah, I'm ready. And I have a couple of things I would like to share with the viewers as well.
Okay. Well, this is what we're going to do. I just got a message. We've got to take another break, pay some more bills, another commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.